Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
November 9, 1804. Day 180 of the expedition. Changing weather makes shelter more urgent. Today there's a feeling of winter in the air. Captain Clark reports on how the work at the fort is going.
A very hard frost this morning. We continue to build our cabins under many disadvantages. Day cloudy, wind from the northwest. Several Indians pass with flying news. We got a white-tail weasel, which was black on the end, from an Indian. Captain Lewis walked to the hill about 3/4 of a mile. We are situated in a point of the Missouri on the north side, in cottonwood timber. This timber is tall and heavy, containing an immense quantity of water. Brickle and soft food for horses to winter, as it is said by the Indians. The Mandans graze their horses in the day on grass, and at night give them a stick of cottonwood to eat. Horses, dogs, and people all pass the night in the same lodge or roundhouse, covered with earth, with a fire in the middle. Great numbers of wild geese pass to the south, flying very high. Captain William Clark, November 9, 1804.
With the Fort Mandan cabins not yet completed, Captain Clark's description of the cozy fire in the Mandan earth lodges is poignant. The Mandan lodges, built and owned by the women, were of a circular shape, measuring 20 to 70 feet across. The heavy posts constituting the frame were covered with willow branches, grass, and earth. The whole structure was domed, with a hole in the center to let smoke out. If it rained, the hole was covered with a bull boat, which was a Mandan river conveyance formed with a hoop of willow sticks and covered with a single buffalo skin. These lodges could stand for 10 to 15 years, and then the village would abandon them and move upriver. In Clark's description of cottonwood as good winter fodder for horses, the word brickle means a weak or brittle bark. Tomorrow, the geese continue to fly south.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Whit Hansen and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Production assistance from Kristen Barrick. Captain Clark is read by Sean Batiste. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.